Can everybody hear me? Everybody? Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to sit down and be comfortable?
No?
Well, it's okay. Take one of these guys and see what you think of when you see them. They have a little hook to go on the Christmas tree, so be careful. Take one and see what you think they are. Okay. Garth, what have you got? An angel? Look like an angel? What have you got? A star? What have you got? Does it look like maybe a cup? Okay. A bird? What do you have? Maybe a cross? Does it look like a cross? Possible? What do you have?
Something on the tree.
What that? Yeah, that's an anchor for a boat, right? What have you got? A fish. And what could that be?
A duck.
Well, it could be a duck, but actually it's a lamp. And that's the flame coming out. That's a lamp. But the exciting thing is, these are not what they seem, just ordinary figures. If you could put them back in my basket for a second. You're all right about what they are. In 1957, which is a long time ago for most of us, a lady in a church called the Ascension Lutheran Church in Danville, Virginia, was in her church where they had their Christmas tree, and she said to her minister, like to Kim McCurley, gosh, I wish our tree had different ornaments on it that look more like about Jesus, because we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, right, for Christmas? Because they had colored balls, and they had probably holly and things like that, but nothing that represented Christmas for Jesus. So her minister said to her, well, her name right, Francis Kipps Spencer. He said, Francis, think of something, do something. And so this is what she did. She called these chrismon, which is Christ, Jesus Christ, and monogram, which is a symbol. You put that together, and it's chrismon, a chrismon tree. And she made the decorations only out of white and gold. You can see they're all the same color. White represented the purity and innocence of the baby Jesus, and gold represented Jesus' majesty. The circle represents the world, the whole earth that God loves and created. Now, what it got? The triangle is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Those are three important parts of the words in our church that you can learn about. The fish. Now, the fish, a long time ago, was a symbol of the word, the letters that made Jesus' name. And this was kind of like a secret symbol, that if you were going to meet together, people would draw a fish in the sand, and they would know that those were Christians meeting together. Would you like to come up and take one out of the basket? These guys are getting carried away up here. Okay, oh, let's put... Oh, can you pick that up, the star? Put these together. A little sheep and a little shepherd's crook. Do you see them anywhere in our church? Look over there. See in the window? Right. Jesus is our good shepherd. So a crook and a sheep are part of us. Yes.
I remember about the cup when...
The cup thingy is called communion. The cup is what we... The cup and the bread. That's where Jesus said, remember me whenever you have communion. So the cup and the bread. And the lamp. We say that Jesus' words are a lamp unto our feet. That means those are words that we can follow and have the best life you could even dream of. And the star, what do you think the star? Kiki, what is it? They follow the star to find Jesus, right? And you have something amazing. What is that? It's a butterfly. A butterfly on the Christmas tree is a symbol of Jesus' resurrection, of Easter time on our Christmas tree, because that's part of Jesus' life. What else have we got? We did the angel. The anchor. Who would think of an anchor on your Christmas tree? That's usually for a boat, right? But this is, Jesus is the anchor of our faith, the most important part of our world and our life that keeps us settled on the bottom so we know where we're standing. He keeps us safe. You are right. Keeps us. And this is the cross, which is part of our religion, our belief that...
It's on the column.
Is it where? Up there? Yeah. And there's the cup up there in the window. And there's the anchor over there. But the cross is very important to us at Easter time, too. You are right. So I'm going to tell you some more of this story, because we in our church didn't have any of these chrismon on our tree for a long, long time. And then a great thing happened. A lady named Ellie Stewart decided she'd move to Randolph to live with her daughter, Nancy Smith, and her daughter's husband, Kenny, because she was getting older. So Ellie came from New Jersey to Randolph. And she looked around for a church that was like a church that she went to in New Jersey. And she found us. And she was happy here. Our music was like her music, and our church service was like hers. And so Ellie used to sit in the back back. She was a very tall lady, white hair, and we loved her very much. And she got older, and she did die to go to be with God. But before that, she made all these chrismons for our Christmas tree. And see by Marta that gravy box? That is full of chrismons. So if you would like to help us put them on our Christmas tree right now, that would be great. You can take one, and there's a couple of guys over there that are going to help us put them. And we have a ladder. And if any of you would like to do in honor of Ellie put her chrismon on our tree, come on over and we'll decorate our tree.